Now, something not very different from this, in pragmatic terms, although quite different in fundamental terms, is the answer of Advaita. There is a philosophy called Advaita. It's a variant of Vedanta. Vedanta has many variations. Advaita, Vishishta Advaita, Advaita, Purna Advaita, Achintya Veda, Vedavada, and so on. There are many variations of Vedanta. The prominent among them, which is very well known, so much so that today if you speak of Vedanta, people normally think of this variation of Advaita Vedanta. Although others also are there, and they are also quite important, but they are not so very well known. But we shall take up this second answer, the Advaita Vedanta. Now, Advaita Vedanta does not say that you should not ask the question as to how you have entered into this situation where you are. It says, first of all, that basically you are neither ego, nor desire, nor any one of the constructs, in the same way as the Buddhism tells you. But Buddhism does not tell you who you are. It is not ego, it is not desire, nor one of the constructs. But the positive answer as to who you are, Buddhism does not answer this question. Actually, it says that there is nothing. Buddhistic answer is that there is corresponding to you, really there is nothing. It is called shunya, nihil. That is why Buddhism is also called nihilism. You do not exist. There is nothing like you existing. Your sense that you was only a construct, and that construct is dissolved, and when it is dissolved, nothing remains. It's a dissolution. That is why it is called state of nirvana. State of nirvana is a state in which it is dissolved, everything is annulled. But in Advaita, you are the Brahman. When you go behind all the constructs, and as the constructs get dissolved, you discover that you are of course not the ego. But then there begins to arise in your consciousness an experience of a stupendous reality. Not zero, not nothing, not nihil, but a stupendous reality which you can't imagine today at all. You take any stupendous thing that you can imagine, it is more stupendous than that. That stupendous substance, you experience as a substance. Substance is, the best example of substance is a material substance. When I touch this table, then I feel a kind of solidity in it. I feel resistance to my sense of touch. And I feel some kind of durability of this particular substance that I touch. Solidity, durability, and resistance to my touch. These are the normal experiences of a substance that we have. Now, this stupendous reality is experienced even much more substantially than this. This matter is nothing. And that particular, it's not particular, it is so universal and so transcendental. It is indescribable, ineffable. That is yourself actually. And then you don't even say I am, because you are yourself only by virtue of ego construct. That ego construct is lost when you lose out all ego constructions. But you experience behind it a stupendous reality, ineffably, which you can express only as sat. You can't give any name to it, it is only sat. Or at most tat sat. That is one of the famous mantras that is given is Hari Om Tat Sat. It is tat sat. Tat means that. That means it is not you, not this ego or anything that you are experiencing. It is tat, but it is tat. It is that which is real. And when you reach that reality, that experience, it is completely immobile. Akshara Brahma, it is called. Akshara means that which does not move. Kshara is that which moves. It is Akshara, that which does not move at all. It is called Brahma, that is the word which is used to describe that. You could have used the word X even. Any word, or you may not even describe it by any word at all. That is why sometimes you describe as Neti Neti. You say any word and you say, no, it is not there. It is not there. And when you reach that point, you find it was always immobile. But then what was all this? How did this construction come about? What is the origin of all this construction in which we were up till yesterday and which was troubling us? The answer to that question is, it was never there.
In Advaita.
In Advaita,
the answer is,
it was never there. It could never have been there. Not only it was never there, it could never have been there. That reality is Akshara. All construction is a movement. You can't construct without a movement. But that Akshara is without movement. So if there is no movement, no construction could have been done. So that construction was not there, it could not have been there. And actually, you are asking this question only because you are still in the construction. If you are not in the construction, you will be there. And since it was never in the construction, you will never ask the question, where was this construction? There was no construction ever made at all. So in that state of consciousness, the question as to how the construction came about did not arise at all. So if you ask the question, how did the construction arise? The answer is, there is no answer. And there is no need to answer. Not only there is no answer, but there is no need to answer. Now, this is the basic answer, you might say. It may be satisfying, it may not be satisfying. If you press very hard and you say, but still, for me, most important question is that I am in the construction here. You may say it was never there, it will never be there, but I am in this construction myself, I am suffering here. And my real problem is that I am here. I am locking the door, which is a fact of my reality. So if you very much press, they will say, look, you go on pressing. I can only tell you the method by which you can come out of it. Something similar to Buddhistic answer. Buddhists also say, don't ask the question. Only I can tell you the method of coming out. So similarly, Advaitin also says, don't press the question. I can only tell you how to come out of this knocking. And how will you come out of the knocking? The method is the following. Buddhists have one answer. If you do compassionate actions, you will come out of this construction. According to Advaita, you first of all see that these constructions are all filled with goodness and evil, both of which are relative. There is evil in this world, there is good also in the world, but even good, so-called good, is not really good, it is all mixed. In this world there is nothing which is really good. Even the so-called good is only relative. It's only partially good. It's all mixture with evil. Now intensify your feeling that this world is full of mixture of good and evil. Secondly, revolve in your mind the truth that really speaking, it doesn't exist. Really speaking, it does not exist. Revolve this in your mind.